When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it with chocolate or a miracle or two? The Candyman, the Candyman can, the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love to make the world taste good. Who can take a rainbow, wrap it in a sigh, soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie? The Candyman, the Candyman can. I said the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love to make the world taste good. Oh, the Candyman makes everything he makes satisfying and delicious. Talk about your childhood wishes, you can even eat the dishes. Who can take tomorrow, put it in a dream, separate the sorrow, then collect up all the cream? The Candyman, yay, 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 the Candyman can. I think the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love to make the world taste good.
That was, of course, Sammy Davis Jr. making the world taste good with a great song called The Candyman. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And I guess today I'm your Broadway candy man, because I'm collecting all the cream of the crop of not only Sammy Davis Jr., but his remarkable renditions of the work of Anthony Newley and Anthony Newley's collaborator, Leslie Brickus. Now, Newley and Brickus are known to all of you, even if you don't know you know all of them. They wrote two shows together that took Broadway by storm in the 1960s, Stop the World, I Want to Get Off, and The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd. And they were exports from England, I guess, along with Oliver, you might say, and the Beatles, this wave of the British invasion that in this case took Broadway by storm until, of course, the 1980s, when Andrew Lloyd Webber would contribute his own British invasion. And there was something about their music that was so ebullient and forthright and cocky, and we'll get to that in a moment, that made them very appreciable and very useful to certain performers of the 1960s. Shirley Bassey recorded a lot of their work. Barbara Streisand recorded some of their work. Tony Bennett recorded a lot of their work. But no one took to Newley and Brickus better and to better effect than Sammy Davis Jr. So today on Broadway to Main Street, out of the chilly, frigid hamlet of Southampton, New York, on WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, we're going to cast a survey over this integration of Sammy Davis and Tony Newley, Sammy Sings Newley. And we'll go back to the show that made Anthony Newley a Broadway sensation, which is Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. And he had written this in England with Leslie Brickus, and it had a sort of everyman story. It was, I think, billed as a kind of new musical, or the new kind, fangled kind of musical. Of course, it really wasn't. Every Man was a medieval mystery play, and it was about a fellow named Little Chap, which must have appealed to Sammy Davis Jr., also of diminutive stature but immense talent. Anyway, let's hear the first great number from Stop the World, I Want to Get Off, Gonna Build a Mountain, as Sammy Davis Jr. would have it.
Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Yeah, yeah.
Gonna build me a daydream.
Yeah, yeah.
From a little hope.
Yeah, yeah.
Gonna push that daydream.
Yeah, yeah.
Up the mountain slope.
Yeah, yeah.
Gonna build a daydream.
Yeah, yeah.
Gonna see it through. Gonna build a mountain and a daydream, gonna make them both come true.
Yeah, yeah.
Gonna build a heaven from a little hell. Gonna build me a heaven, and I know darn well, if I build my mountain with a lot of care, and take my daydream up the mountain, then the heaven will be waiting there. When I build that heaven, as I will someday, and the Lord sends Gabriel to take me away, what a fine young son to take my place. I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. With a fine young son to take my place. I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. Gonna build me a
Sammy Davis singing the work of Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricus, which we're celebrating today. Anthony Newley, like Sammy Davis Jr., was really a one of a kind. He grew up as a Jewish Cockney during the Blitz in London and worked his way up as an entertainer and found himself in 1962 being a quintuple, is that the right word? Threat, actor, director, lyricist, musician, and book writer for Stop the World, I Want to Get Off, which took Broadway by storm. It ran over, I think, 555 performances. And it came at a time when Broadway could still incubate pop hits. And his upbeat, pugnacious, optimistic songs, even though they were British, of course, in nature, fit so well with the nature of the American musical theater. And it also fit really well in terms of Sammy Davis Jr.'s career, because in the early 60s, he was doing it all, but one of the things he was doing was rendering the Broadway songbook of contemporary songs, not just, say, Rodgers and Hart or Cole Porter, but songs by Strauss and Adams, or in this case, Newley and Bricus, better than anyone. So here are two songs that he renders impeccably from the score of Stop the World, I Want to Get Off.
Just once in a lifetime, a man knows a moment, one wonderful moment, when fate takes his hand, and this is my moment, my once in a lifetime, when I can explore a new and exciting land. Once in my lifetime, I feel like a giant. I soar like an eagle, as though I had wings. For this is my moment, my destiny calls me, And though it may be just once in my lifetime, I'm gonna do great things. And this is my moment, my once in a lifetime, when I can explore a new and exciting land. Once in my lifetime, I feel like a giant. I soar like an eagle, as though I had wings. For this is my moment, my destiny calls me. And though it may be just once in a lifetime, I'm gonna do great things. And if we could live twice, I'd make life paradise for someone really nice like you. Why did someone nice like you, Evie, have to love someone like me? When I think of all the men you could have loved, the men you should have loved, who would have loved you? You're worth so much more than me, Evie. Believe you me, Evie, you know it's true. And if we could live twice, I'd make life paradise for someone really nice like you. All the girls I could have loved, the girls I should have loved, who would have loved me? Believe you me, Evie, you know that's true. And if I could live twice, I'd make life paradise for someone really nice like you. But who wants Freud's advice? I know it works with mice, but not with someone nice like you. I've asked you once or twice, come on, it's paradise. I wanna be with someone nice like you. Nice like you.
Sammy Davis rendering songs from the score of Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. One of the great things about Anthony Newley, although not great for everyone necessarily, was of course he was in this great idiosyncratic performer with this kind of, you know, cockney voice, you know, and he would sort of take a song and render it through his own sensibility. A lot of people like that. And he was smart enough to write songs that really fit the way he liked to perform. He was very lucky that Sammy Davis Jr. could take that to another level. So you can hear a bit of Newley's inflections in this next number, which became a huge hit for Sammy Davis. I think his second or third biggest hit on the pop charts, a standard in, I guess, the British slash American songbook. What kind of fool am I? Sammy Davis.
What kind of fool am I? Who never fell in love? It seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of. What kind of man is this an empty shell, a lonely cell in which an empty heart must dwell. What kind of lips are these that lied with every kiss, that whispered empty words of love, that left me alone like this? Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am.
Sammy Davis Jr. with one of his greatest commercial hits, What Kind of Fool Am I? And of course, that's scored by Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricus. We didn't talk too much about Leslie Bricus. He was sort of the opposite end of the spectrum, I guess, culturally and socially. Newley grew up as a greengrocer's son in the East End of London. And Leslie Bricus went to Cambridge and got all those high degrees and things. But they worked together extremely well. Bricus did more or less the lyrics, and Newley did more or less the music, although they overlapped. And Bricus said that their nickname for themselves was Brickman and Newberg, I guess a doff of the hat to those Jewish songwriting teams of the 30s, 40s, and 50s. They had another big hit in 1965 with a show called The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd, which was another one of these allegories about social class in England. Stop the World had been an allegory about mankind and generational strife and romance and all that jazz. So not everybody loved those shows. They were definitely a little naive, perhaps. But this one less so. It never quite made it to the West End. David Merrick picked it, saw it out of town with another cast member, and thought if Newley were in it, he would bring it to Broadway. Some people have speculated because the show was small and cheap, which appealed to David Merrick. But the score appealed to everybody, and certainly to Sammy Davis, who recorded a number of its songs. So here is the opening number to Roar of the Grease Paint, Smell of the Crowd, sung by Sammy Davis.
On a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. Dare any raindrop to plop in my eye on a wonderful day like today. On a wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as big as a yellow balloon, even the sparrows are singing in tune on a wonderful morning like this. On a morning like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill.
Let me say, furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine, and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees, show that we're grateful for mornings like these on a wonderful day like today. Morning like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. Let me say, furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine, and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees, show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a wonderful way. On a wonderful day like today. Come on, everybody, be my guest.
And what a wonderful afternoon we're having here on Broadway to Main Street, listening to a really interesting and compelling music of Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricus, rendered as only he can by Sammy Davis Jr. We'll hear a couple more songs from the score to Roar the Grease Paint. Dream songs had always been popular in musicals. I Have Dreamed from The King and I, and certainly Martin Luther King's speech in 1963. Inspired a number of songs. I suppose The Impossible Dream comes out of that. But here is a song that even preceded that, by Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricus, sung by Sammy.
This dream, I had this wonderful dream where I win, where I win every battle I fight, and I kill every dragon in sight. Each night I lie awake and I wait for my dream. What a world I create when I dream I'm not lonely. It's a pity it's only a dream. But such a fabulous dream that I feel that the real world is really unreal. While the wildest of dreams can come true, they do, but they only come dream. But it's a fabulous dream where I feel that the real world is really unreal, and the wildest of dreams can come true. Dreams
There's always a choker in the pack. There's always a lonely clown. The poor laughing fool falls on his back, and everyone laughs when he's down. There's always a funny man in the game, but he's only funny by mistake. But everyone laughs at him just the same. They don't see his lonely heart break. They don't care as long as there is a jester, just a fool, as foolish as he can be. There's always a joker, that's the rule, but fate deals a hand that I see. The joker is me. They don't care as long as there is a jester, just a fool, as foolish as he can be. There's always a joker, that's a rule, but fate deals a hand and I see the joker is me. The joker is me. The joker is me.
One of the things I like to do on Broadway to Main Street is to play a whole hour of material by the same composer or lyricist and one performer. And you often have to ask yourself, what is it about Fred Astaire and George Gershwin, say, or in this case, Sammy Davis and Anthony Newley? What do they have in common? And Newley and Davis were both Jewish, which is interesting. They were diminutive in size. They loved the ladies. Newley was married to Joan Collins. Davis hung out with every attractive star there ever was. And there was something about, this kind of feisty, I'm going to fight to make it spirit that they had. Two of the Newley parts were called Little Chap and Cocky, both of which could equally well apply to Sammy Davis. So I would say they were very much in simpatico. Here is one more song from Roar of the Grease Paint, Smell of the Crowd.
Look at that face, just look at it. Look at that fabulous face of yours. I knew first look I took at it, this was the face that the world adores. Look at those eyes, as wise and as deep as the sea. Look at that nose, it shows what a nose. As for your smile, it's lyrical, friendly, and warm as a summer's day. That face is just a miracle. Where could I ever find words to say the way that it makes me happy? Whatever the time or place, I'll find in no book what I find when I look at that face. The way that it makes me happy. What I find when I look at that face, I will find in no book. What I find when I look at that face, that wonderful face, that
fabulous face.
One of the things that was integral to Sammy Davis Jr.'s character was his interest in civil rights. And by coincidence, Newley had written a song called Feeling Good from Roar of the Grease Paint, which was sung by a black character. And it's about freedom. And when Sammy Davis Jr. took it on as a pop hit, there was a whole nother dimension. A lot of people have sung this song, Nina Simone, Michael Bublé. But when you realize the context in which it was written, at the height of the civil rights movement, it's really an extraordinary piece. Here's Sammy.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. Feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossoms on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. Feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean. Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. You sleep in peace when day is done, and that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Lord, freedom is mine, I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. Darkness will hide me, and maybe tomorrow I'll find what I'm after.
I'll throw off my sorrow, beg, steal, or borrow my share of laughter. With you I could learn to, with you on a new day. But who can I turn to if you turn away? And maybe tomorrow I'll find what I'm after. I'll throw off my sorrow, beg, steal, or borrow my share of laughter. With you I could learn to, with you on a new day. But who can I turn to if you turn away?
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM. And this afternoon, we're looking at the fabulous artistic intersection between Sammy Davis Jr. and Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricus. Bricus wrote the score to a wildly anticipated 1967 film musical called Dr. Doolittle, which you all know did not live up to its cinematic expectations. But it did leave behind not a bad score at all, especially in the hands and notes and throat and gestures of Sammy Davis. So here are two. He cut a whole album called Sammy Davis Jr. Sings the Songs of Dr. Doolittle. Anthony Newley was in the movie, Bricus wrote the score, and here is Sammy Davis Jr. to show that no song is impossible if you know how to sell it.
Whoa, if I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be. If we could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of coceros, can't you? If I conferred with our furry friends, man to animal, think of the amazing repartee. If I could walk with the animals and talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, and squawk with the animals, and Lord, they could talk to me. Yeah. If I could talk to the animals, think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles for tea. Or maybe lunch with two or three lions, walruses and sea lions. What a lovely place the world would be. If I spoke slang to orangutan, oh, the advantages any fool on earth can plainly see. Disgusting Eastern art and dramas with intellectual llamas, that's a big step forward, you'll agree. I'd learn to speak in antelope and turtle. My Pekingese would be extremely good. If I were asked to sing in hippopotamus, I'd say, why not a must? And I would. If you stop and think of it, there's no doubt of it, I could win a place in history. If I could walk with the animals and talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, squawk with the animals, and they could squeak and squawk and speak and talk to me. They would talk to me.
look in your eyes. I see the wisdom of the world in your eyes. I see the sadness of a thousand goodbyes. When I look in your eyes, and it is no surprise to see the softness of the moon in your eyes, the gentle sparkle of the stars in the skies. When I look in your eyes, in your eyes, I see the deepness of the sea. I see the deepness of the love I feel you feel for me. Autumn comes, summer dies. I see the passing of the years in your eyes. And when we part, there'll be no tears, no goodbyes. I'll just look into your eyes. Autumn comes, summer dies. I see the passing of the years in your eyes. And when we part, there'll be no tears, no goodbyes. I'll just look into your eyes. Those eyes so wise, so warm, so real. How I love the world. Your eyes reveal.
Isn't that a great song? I think that's a first-rate song. It's from the movie musical Dr. Doolittle, written by Leslie Bricus. And Sammy records it, I think, with a Marty Paich arrangement. So movingly, he adds a little Hebraic thread. That was Sam. That's also, Anthony Newley was also Jewish. Diana Krall recorded that song on one of her albums. I think it's a really great standard. So in terms of standards, we're looking at the high standards that Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricka set. Here is a interesting song from a flop show from the West End in 1972 that Newley wrote called The Good Old Bad Old Days. But it's a fun song, and I think Sammy takes a good whack at it. The People Tree.
Be nice to make a people tree, the likes of you, the likes of me. We can do it very easily, we barely even have to try. Let a little time go by, and pretty soon before we know it, suddenly the two of us are one, two, three, and there we see our people tree. Soon the score is up to four or more as other little branches grow. That's the way it's meant to go, and there's no way I know to slow it. Evidence beyond dispute of all our mutual attraction. Nothing is as lovely as a people tree.
A people tree.
I think that we
would all agree. of the miracles that God created, rated number one would have to be the people tree. Evidence beyond dispute of all this mutual attraction. Nothing is as lovely as a people tree. I think that we would all agree. Of the miracles that God created, rated number one would have to be the people tree. The people tree.
We've been looking at Anthony Newley as a composer-lyricist. He was a very impressive performer. He sold out concerts all over the world when Henry Mancini ran on Broadway for quite some time. He was, again, like Sammy, a very idiosyncratic performer. You either loved him or you didn't. I can't imagine there's much of a halfway house. And he had this way of, you know, singing that either people loved or didn't. Anyway, one of the songs he wrote that I so wish Sammy had recorded is Pure Imagination from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, but shockingly he didn't, nor did Sammy sing Goldfinger, another great Newley Bricka song. But here is Mr. Newley himself singing, I think, a wonderful song which we all remember from our childhoods, if you are of a certain generation, Pure Imagination.
Come with me and you'll be in the world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view anything you want to do it. Wanna change the world? There's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free. If you truly wish to be, if you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to There is no life I know to compare with your imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
That was the man himself, Mr. Newley, singing a great song he wrote for Willy Wonka. Let's go back to Sammy Davis. In 1970, there was a pretty good musical film adaptation of A Christmas Carol with score by Leslie Bricusse called Scrooge, and it starred Albert Finney, and I like a lot of it. It's probably my favorite Christmas Carol film. Here is, I don't know, do movies have 11 o'clock numbers? I have no idea, but here is Scrooge's great epiphany, I'll Begin Again, sung by Sammy Davis Jr.
Again, I will build my life. I will live to know that I fulfill my life. I'll begin today. Throw away the past, and the future I build will be something that will last. I will take the time I have left to live, and I'll give it all that I have left to give. I will live my days for my fellow men, and I'll live in praise of that moment. I will start anew. I will make amends, and I'll make quite certain that my story ends on a note of hope, on a strong amen.
That was The Big Number from Scrooge. Also had a song called Thank You Very Much, which I thank you all very much for listening to our show. And that was a score by Leslie Bricusse. And later on, I think in his last stage performance, Anthony Newley played Scrooge on stage in England and the West End. Well, we've been listening to Sammy Davis render Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricusse's numbers, many of which were pop hits. But the one that surpassed them all, and oddly enough, was the number one hit that Sammy ever had, his biggest commercial recording, it hit number one in the pop charts in 1970, was The Candyman. And The Candyman, of course, was written for Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the original film version, the one that starred Gene Wilder. And a supporting character sang it in the film, I think about halfway through or quarter of the way through. And Anthony Newley hated it so much that the rendition of this actor, that he begged them to put him in instead. He said, I'll film it for free. I'll pay for the reshoots, anything. We need someone who can really sell that song because it could be a hit. And Sammy Davis Jr. hated it. He thought it was awful, and he sang it to a music track, and he didn't even know there was a chorus put behind it until it was released. It doesn't matter, folks. In the 1970s, when everything was so screwy and rock and roll and counterculture, here was a great big sugary goodie for the American and world public, a great way to sum up the terrific collaboration between Sammy Davis, Anthony Newley, and Leslie Bricusse, the one, the only, Candyman.
Candyman!
What kind of candy you want? Sweet chocolate, malt, candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man.
Who can take a sunrise?
Who can take a sunrise?
Sprinkle it.
with dew.
Sprinkle it with dew.
Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The Candy Man.
The Candy Man.
Ooh, the Candy Man can. Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Who can take a rainbow?
Who can take a rainbow?
Wrap it in a sigh.
Wrap it in a sigh.
Soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie. The Candyman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman can. Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good. The Candyman makes everything he bakes satisfying and delicious.
Now you talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Oh, who can take tomorrow?
Who can take tomorrow?
Sorrow and collect up all the cream. The Candyman.
The Candyman.
Oh, the Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Sorrow and collect of all the cream. The Candyman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Yes, the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
A Candyman. A Candyman. A Candyman.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.